We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Geckler on August 31st, 2025 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is A Humble Follower. A reading from the Holy Gospel comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this man your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The ancient Jewish prophet Jeremiah certainly had some strong words from God to share with the people of Israel. Now, with due respect to the three-dog knight, Jeremiah was not a bullfrog, at least not this Jeremiah. He was a major prophet living approximately 600 years before Christ. The Old Testament book of Jeremiah is rather long at 52 chapters. He had plenty to say. Some scholars believe that Jeremiah was the author, or at least had a part in the writing of the books of 1 and 2 Kings and the book of Lamentations. Whether he wrote all of that is really not critical, but certainly his influence in the writings of ancient Jewish tradition was and is important and significant. Jeremiah told of the coming catastrophe to come to the Israelites, the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, the exile, the difficult times ahead for them. But he also foretold the return and restoration of the nation. Much of the perspective in Jeremiah's prophecy is that the Israelites have broken their covenant with God, and God's wrath and punishment is coming upon them. He clearly also has the vision of a loving and forgiving God in his sights, as he speaks of the restoration and of a new covenant with the restored people of Israel. Jeremiah also speaks of the time to come when God will make a new covenant with his people. He says, "It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Indeed, the prophecies of Jeremiah relate to the new covenant brought forth by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Jeremiah's presence is also a part of Islam, though not as a major prophet figure, but nonetheless recognized. Jeremiah's words from our first reading are written then for the people of Israel, but they are certainly, and perhaps sadly, for us as well. If it feels as though we have been reprimanded, well, we have. Truthfully, we deserve it. The Lord is asking, "Why did my people turn away from me? I provided well for them and cared for them. Yet they chose to abandon me and go their own way. Those in leadership positions failed to follow the path God had established. The priests, the officials and rulers of the land, the prophets, pretty much everyone." Might the Lord easily ask us that question? Have we turned away as individuals, as institutions, or as nations? It sounds like an easy question for us, but is it really? We sit here in church and think we're being pretty good and faithful. Surely we're pretty good. But what happens when we go out into the real world, filled with temptations and challenges of every kind? Think for a moment of the Beatitudes from the sermons of Jesus, whether on the Mount in Luke or the plain in Matthew. Blessed are the poor and humble in spirit, those who mourn, those who are patient and kind, those who seek righteousness and peace, those who are in any way persecuted for answering the call and following the ways of Jesus. How well do you and I follow those commandments and beatitudes when we leave the comfort of the sanctuary? Does our very presence change the moment we get into our cars to go home? How about during the week, whether at work or simply our daily existence? Have we turned away from what God desires of us and pursued our own ways and wants? God does not ask us to obey Him only on Sunday mornings. We are to follow God's ways and God's order every minute of every day. We are not here to simply show off our faith. We are to humbly live our faith. Our gospel reading presents us with a lesson in living humbly. We all like to be recognized just by a friendly face and sometimes for our accomplishments. Jesus wasn't saying that there is anything wrong with that. But there is a big difference between being recognized by others and being built up by ourselves. That self-aggrandizement is the issue Jesus was trying to explain to the Pharisees. The Pharisees were important people in the Jewish community and certainly had significant authority and power. Jesus certainly did not see eye to eye with them or with any of the religious leadership on many occasions. Does that sound familiar? He did not hesitate to let them know of his disapproval. Jesus' lesson of going to a banquet was quite a jab at the self-righteous Pharisees, but hits us as well. We like the place of honor, whether we deserve it or not. And why wouldn't we want that? Jesus, however, calls us to follow him humbly, as servants. Remember how Jesus washed the disciples' feet and told them that they should do likewise? Even though they were leaders in the faith, they were still to be servants, not masters. They needed to show the love of God's people through humble, meek service. It is not for us to somehow believe that we are better, closer to God, or closer to heaven than anyone else. We are certainly not. We are sinful people who have turned away from what God wants over and over again. We ask for forgiveness, and through our Lord Jesus, we can be forgiven when we are truly repentant. We are not to think we should be the ones at the front of the line in the places of honor. Rather, we are to be humble servants, doing our very best to serve all of humanity in the loving spirit of Jesus. If we do so, God will invite us to come, move up higher in God's time. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, help us to not turn away from the life and purpose you have set us to. May we be lowly, humble servants in all we do, that all glory may be directed not to us, but to you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on August 31st, 2025 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was A Humble Follower. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.